give you a better.
The crap system.
Maybe I'll give you a better one than that. I spent 2 or 3 hours today on the phone with Cody. We have a landline through them. My telephone will call everything except the home line, and everybody else can call the home line. And my phone will call. Google can't figure it out. I went to AT&T and they said, we don't know what's going on. But for some reason, about a week or two ago, I tried calling our landline to call, which is a Google internet line. It rings about.
Commissioner Jorgensen, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. We'll get started shortly.
Sherry, do you want us to start, or are we holding up for a minute?
Okay.
Commissioner Jorgensen's online, right?
Yes.
And then Commissioner Ward? Commissioner Moss is walking in, and then we'll just wait a little bit. All right, we are going to go ahead and get started. Welcome to Planning Commission. Thank you for people who are attending. We have Commissioner Jorgensen joining us online, and Mackenzie's online too. I'm thinking, yes?
She's watching on YouTube, but she's not.
Okay, great. I just want to acknowledge the people that are on there that I can't see. We will start with any public comments that are not on the agenda or agenda items. With none, we will move to agenda item 3, consideration of a conditional use permit for 5 temporary off-premise residential development signs for the Eaglewood Cove Phase 13 to 15 subdivisions. And do we have an applicant here? Yes. Thank you for being here.
Yes, Chandel Smoot is here.
Thank you. And Sherry.
Okay, so I'm going to pitch hit this staff report that I didn't read or didn't write. I mean, excuse me, I did read it. I didn't write it. That came out really wrong. But anyway, Mackenzie is ill this evening, so we hope she gets feeling better. Anyway, so this applicant is requesting some advertising for the sales of the Eaglewood Cove subdivision. Our code allows temporary off-premise signs for residential developments and associated directional signs if approved by conditional use permit. So the code regulates that each development be allotted a maximum of 3 temporary off-premise size and that announce the development and an additional 2 directional size signs. Those signs may not be placed on a public property or within a public right-of-way, including park strips, and they may not be installed without the developer first providing the city with written authorization from the property owner, granting permission for the sign to be located on their property. The other regulation related to these signs is that they must be removed within 3 years from the date from which the conditional use permit is granted. At the end of that 3 years, if they still haven't sold all the lots, they can come back to the Planning Commission and request a 2-year extension. The applicant has submitted a plan with which maps the general location of each signs. The proposed locations may vary slightly based on the ability to secure some written authorization for the property owners. The developer is proposing 1 3x5 sign along Eagle Ridge Drive. You can see that on this map here, and across from Parkview Drive. So that's the first one on Eagle Ridge Drive as you're going up. And that is property that's owned by the developer. Excuse me. And then a sign at Eagle Ridge, okay, Parkview Drive, and then directional signs at Eaglewood Loop at each end, and signs at Tanglewood Loop or Rockwood Drive or Woodbriar Way. Those signs, those last three signs would be A-frame signs that can be moved around based upon their approval from the property owners. So the DRC has reviewed this. They've made a recommendation to the Planning Commission to approve the conditional use permit for the 5 temporary off-premise residential development signs, with the 3 conditions, the first being that no sign be placed on the public property or within public right-of-way, that prior to installation of any signs, the applicant provide the city with the written authorization from the property owners or representative granting permission for the sign location and duration of the posting, and 3, that all signs be permanently removed within 3 years from the date of the conditional use permit approval. Any questions? I think she has in this. Okay, my clicker stopped working. So these are the sign on the left is the permanent signs announcing the sale, and the sign on the right are the A-frame directional signs that will be put out at various locations.
Thank you, Sherry. So the condition here of the 3 years, is that in our code or is that requested by the applicant?
It's in our code. And I'm going to come over here to this microphone.
That's great.
Make it work. Yes, so our code allows the signs for a period of 3 years. At the end of those 3 years, they can come in and ask for a 2-year extension. So if the development takes longer than 3 years to sell all of the lots, which I suspect that this development will because these are really large lots, very expensive lots, and they take a lot of time for people to do, their architects and engineers to do the planning work on those homes. So we suspect it will take that long, at least.
And is there any kind of like policy for if they get in disrepair, what the standard of that would be?
So they can't, they have to be, stay in good repair. So we can, you could put a condition on that, that if they become in a state of disrepair, that they will be replaced.
Okay. I assume it's also in your best interest to have them not be looking terrible. So that probably will self-regulate, but we might want to add that as a motion, just if they are going to be up for an extended period of time. Any other questions or comments from the commission?
Sorry, nope. I have a clarifying question. This is Commissioner Stone. So how many signs total? Sorry, one big one, and then there was two big ones on the ends, and then potentially two on the inside. So the one with the five is just like the three are possibilities.
Yeah, so they might move those around depending on where they're having open houses.
Got it. Okay.
From the various locations. Because those are the A-frame ones. The permanent ones will be on Eagle Ridge Drive and Parkview. And where was the last permanent one?
Just one permanent sign on Eagle Ridge. And then on these five locations, just our temporary A-frame signs when we need them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Understood.
They won't always stay up. They're just up
the ones. The permanent sign on Parkway and Eagle Ridge. Is there a rendering of that, of what that'll look like?
It was the one on the left. And they're
normally installed. Oh, I see. Okay.
It's the one on the left. It'll be installed. I think that's 3 feet wide. And it'll be installed on 2 4x4 posts. And those white those posts will be painted white to match the white on the sign.
Okay. And then I have a very unrelated question. You mentioned that land on Eagle Ridge is owned by the developer. Is that developable land?
No.
No. Okay.
It's too steep for development, but it is owned by the same development.
Okay. Good to know.
Or the same developers, I should say. It's not owned by the same LLC necessarily, but it is the same parties.
Any other questions? If not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Holbrook, I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for 5 temporary off-premises residential development signs, 3 announcing the development and 2 directional, for Eaglewood Cove Phase 13 through 15 subdivisions with the following conditions. No sign shall be placed on public property or within a public right-of-way. Prior to installation of any signs, the applicant must provide the city with written authorization from the legal property owner or its representative granting permission for the sign location and duration of the posting, and all signs must be permanently removed within 3 years from the date of conditional use permit approval, and 4, should the signs fall into disrepair, that they will need to be replaced.
Thank you. Commissioner Holbrook, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Tucker. And any discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen online, and the motion passes. Thank you. All right, we will move to agenda item 4, consideration of a conditional use permit for a 50-foot driveway at 1375 West Center Street. We have applicant Morgan Green and Sherry.
And I presume you're the applicant. He's met with Mackenzie before again, so this is also her report.
No problem.
Okay, so this is a conditional use permit at 1375 West Center Street. You might remember we did a site plan for this building last year, and they're doing some remodeling on it. And so they had prepared to do a driveway off of Center Street. I'm going to forward this slide here. Into the area that used to be the auditorium is now going to be a bay for repairs on some of their heavy equipment. And so here you see in the site plan where the driveway comes off of Center Street into those bays. So as they were getting their site plan approval, they had got an approval for a 40-foot driveway, which is the maximum permitted in the code. You can get a conditional use permit to expand that to 50 feet. And so that's what they're asking for. So they received their first site plan approval in May of 2022. Let's see. Okay, so they are requesting the increase to 50 feet to better accommodate and the safe maneuverability of the trucks and trailers to the mechanic shop. The city engineer has visited the site with the applicant and confirmed that this increase would allow a safer and overall better access for the site, and she was in favor of allowing it. So per our code, the maximum driveway, as I just stated, was 40 feet and can be established to be up to 50 feet by conditional use permit. So the DRC has made a favorable recommendation for the approval of that conditional use permit to allow a 50-foot driveway with no conditions.
Great, thank you, Sherry. Any comments, discussion, or questions from the commission? If not, we can make a motion.
This is Commissioner Stone. I move that Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit, a 50-foot wide drive approach at 1375 West Center Street with no conditions.
Thank you, Commissioner Stone. Do we have a second?
Commissioner Olbert, second.
Thank you. Any discussion or comment on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, and it passes. All right, that was pretty simple.
Easy.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to see that being used out there.
One more month, we'll be in.
You betcha. Okay, we will move to agenda item 5, report on city council items.
Okay, so our action items for our last city council meeting, the city council did approve Eagle Point Estates Phase 18, Lot 1819 plat amendment. Hopefully that's the last one we'll do for a while. I think we got them all. And then they also approved the general development plan for Silver Sky Lofts Phase 2. So that will come back to you with the revised development agreement and the actual recommendation on the zone change.
Did the city council make any changes to what we had?
They did not make any changes. They accepted all of your recommendations. I did have a fun experience when Ben came in to the office of the developer a few days after the planning commission meeting, and he's like, I have to go down to the police because I have to report a theft over on my project. And I thought he was going to tell us he had copper stolen or something. And he goes, yeah, somebody on Tuesday night stole a whole lot from me, an entire building. So I was like, well,
I definitely don't feel bad now.
I giggled. I thought that was pretty funny. But I was like, well, you're lucky you didn't lose more than just that if we went with the 25% landscaping that you had previously. So that he was pretty happy with that, I think, at the end of the day. But that was approved by City Council, so they can move forward on that. And that is all I have on those items.
Great, thank you. And we want to present Commissioner Moss with this plaque. And thank you for your service with us and your expertise. And we also really appreciate your friendship and the way that you've mentored us with your expertise and angle. And you've moved the commission in a more whole way to help better developing here in Salt Lake. And we really appreciate the service and time and energy and education that you've given to all of us and to the city. So we wanted to give you a big thank you and sending you out with fellowship and friendship and the best of luck to you.
Oh, thank you. So much. Thank you so much. It's really been an honor to serve with all of you and just meet you all and see the impact that you and we have had on the city, so it's been really awesome, and I'll for sure miss this group a lot. So,
well, we have thank appreciated you, all so you. Much. And it's great to see how each individual commissioner evolves the commission and us as commissioners with your insights and the unique way that you look at different projects, and you've definitely impacted all of us in the way that we see different things coming through. So thank you so much for your service.
Thank you all.
Thanks. We look forward to still seeing you every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
YouTube.
We're live streaming, so you can watch it anytime now.
All right, and then we can move to the approval of the minutes from the March 26 meeting. If there are any adjustments to the minutes, thank you to Andrea for drafting those. Any amendments to the minutes? And if not, we can do a motion. That's you, Ron. He's not going to do it.
You guys are on your own.
I'll do my last motion. Yeah, this is Commissioner Moss. I move to approve the meeting minutes from March 26, 2024 as drafted.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. And we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
See y'all.
Thanks, Ron.
Bye-bye.